Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story that I think might be helpful to you if you have enjoyed reading books with us. You enjoy reading a book? I do. I love reading books, obviously. I think I've read several thousand of them so far. But here is what you should do when you love a book. Okay? It's called When You Love a Book. And this story was written by Kaz Windness, and the pictures are by Heather Brockman Lee. And it is read to you today by
Mommy. What?
Mommy and
Philip.
Are you ready? Let's do it. Uh-huh. Okay. When we open the book, we see a baby. And the baby has a book, and it says, "A book is a friend that you meet when you're new. A strong, sturdy friend who won't mind if you chew. A book is a friend found in all shapes and sizes. A buddy who's bound to be full of surprises.
Yay.
A book is a day when it's snowy outside. A book is a pigeon who's itching to drive. But don't let the pigeon drive, right?
Yeah. Pigeons would crash your car.
For sure. A book is a cookie you give to a mouse. Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that either. A book is a dog grown as big as a house.
I know that.
That makes you think of another guy, huh? A red one? Mm-hmm. A book is a nonna and a magical pot. We read that one too. A book is a... Strega nonna? Do you remember her with her magical pot full of noodles? Yeah. A book is a nonna and magical pot. A book is a wild one whose supper's still hot. Remember that one where the wild things are? Mm-hmm. A book is a girl in a red riding hood. We read like 20 of those, didn't we? A book is an engine that knew that she could. Remember her? I think I can. A book is a good night you give to your room. A book says, "I love you," right up to the moon. I think that book might be the same one, right? Good Night Moon. We read that when you were little. A book will uplift you when you're feeling low and whisper of wonderful places you'll go. We read that one too. Oh, the places you'll go. That was a Dr. Seuss book, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
This one book mentions every single book.
I know, there's a lot of books here.
It practically mentions every single book in the world.
A book is a cuddle you share in a lap, a friend that you snuggle before every nap. With a book as a friend, you will always feel heard. There's someone like you looking back from each word. Oh, and friends, I really like this art because it shows us the children in the book are the same children who are listening to the teacher read the book. So they're not only hearing the book, but they're seeing themselves as well. What a wonderful thing that must be.
But the teacher's reading that book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that incredible? Some good artwork, huh?
It's funny.
There's room in your heart for both old friends and new. A book is a friend, and too few just won't do. And that is incredibly true. I can't imagine right living your life with just one book or two books.
Right now I have 19 that I really like.
Yeah.
And they're graphic novels.
Oh, yeah.
Four of them are the Cat Kid Comic Club books by Dav Pilkey. You should definitely check those out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 14 are Dogman, also by Dav Pilkey, which you should also check out.
It's true. When you find a book that you love, you really want to encourage others to enjoy it too. Mm-hmm. And when you grow bigger, your books grow big too. A book is forever the right size for you. And in fact, the older you get, the more you will like reading. I read all the time. A book is a friend that you'll give when you're grown to a certain small someone of your very own.
And then that book restarts.
Yeah, in the picture we can see the mom is giving the baby a book, which was, that's how it started out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So a book is a friend found in all shapes and sizes, a buddy who's bound to be full of surprises. And this book was full of surprises, wasn't it? It had all those other books that we already knew about in it, didn't it?
Uh-huh. Even though I've read those 19 books
already,
even though I've read them, I've already read them, I still like to read them over and over again.
I do. I like to read the same books over and over again, too.
Even though I've read the book, and like I know what's going to end. How it's going to end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I read it again, and all the oh-no's I said the first time I read it, I say again. Because, like, even though I know what happens in the end, it's just like, when I read it again, I don't know. It's like, just my brain restarts.
There you go. And that, our dear friends, is...
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.